Yes, hello. Can I help you? Ah, I see that I can. You appear to be a man of decision, a man of action, a man who is not to be trifled with, a man who knows what he wants. Tell me, have I assessed you correctly?
Right you are! I want to see the Oracle, and I want to see her now! If you don't mind.
The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents. The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, and Jackie Graziano. Episode 46.
Our story resumes in the dark underbelly of the nation of Blarney Town, as two shadowy figures stand huddled in a seedy doorway in an unsavory neighborhood.
Never before have I seen such a hive of scum and villainy!
Randy, what are we doing here? What is this place?
This is the home of the Oracle, an information broker who sits at the corner of gossip and knowledge. If there's anything you need to know, you go to the Oracle. Some would say she has supernatural powers. Captain Strong told me to find her before his, untimely end. So, my good man, please show us to the Oracle.
The Oracle?
The Oracle.
The Oracle?
The Oracle!
The Oracle?
Yes, the Oracle! What's the matter with you?
Sorry, I'm just a bit hard of hearing. Come in. You can wait right here, in the waiting room.
This is so strange. If the Oracle is as connected as you say, why have we never gone to her before?
Because she's also stark raving bonkers. She'll only ever allow you to ask one question, and then you have to trade a piece of information in return. But while we're at it, Veronica, it's time that you spill your guts. What are you doing here? Why aren't you off marrying Blitzen? Why were you following me around dressed as a cow?
Randy, I just couldn't forget about you. I was all set to get married, but I couldn't let you go. I'm sorry, I know I'm all mixed up, but I couldn't stop thinking about your charming way with words, your heart of compassion, your pouty little lips.
That's enough about my lips, Veronica. I ought to tell you that I haven't just been sitting around pining about you since we last spoke, you know. At least, not too much.
I understand, Randy. You've been living your life just like I did. Wait, what's that sound?
What sound? I don't hear anything but that gentle creeping of someone stealthily making their way toward us.
I am the Oracle. Now, state your question.
I told you, Veronica. Stark raving bonkers. Listen, Oracle, if that is your real name. Here it is! Did King Goober have any spies on board the Percy Aqua Velvet?
And what information do you have to trade for the answer to this question?
Simply this. An unnecessary war with the northern tribes was recently averted thanks to the heroic sacrifice of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas.
Ah, I had heard rumors, but no confirmation.
Well, I can confirm it. Captain Strong has met his grisly demise. Now, how about it? Were there any spies in Captain Strong's crew at that time?
Well, perhaps.
And soon, out on the street...
Well, that was the biggest waste of time since I tried to train Rusty to peel an orange.
Maybe not. She wasn't positive, but she did give us some good indications. And plus, she threw in for free the name of a nice inn to stay in for the night.
While back inside...
Manuel, I need you to deliver a message to this address. I just discovered a piece of information that someone was looking for.
That night, Randy and Veronica tried to enjoy a quiet meal at the local inn known as the Blarney Pits.
This place makes me nervous, Veronica. A lot of rowdy types here.
Hey, Barnaby, there's a gang of drunken rock movers at Table 3 who want some service. Go get that good-for-nothing Marlin to go and get them some ale.
Hold your arses, woman. I haven't seen that Marlin since the last bar fight. I told you he was a waste of her time. You better look after those customers yourself, Matilda.
Fine, fine, but don't you complain if I end up losing another tooth.
I've been hoping to be able to just sit down and enjoy a meal together for once, instead of running like mad from pirates or rioters.
I don't know, Veronica. Maybe that's our problem. Maybe it was just the danger, the adventure, the near-death experiences that brought us together. Maybe in the cold light of day, we won't have anything else.
I guess that's why I came to find you, Randy, to find out what there was between us. But when I saw you, I panicked, so I could disguise myself as a cow.
Well, I find it all pretty confusing. When I get confused, I like to go to bed. So I'm going to go to my room to go to bed. Good night.
And as Randy approaches his room...
What a crazy mixed-up day! What am I supposed to do? Veronica is right here, ready to pick things up again. But what about Siobhan? Will she really wait for me to finish my mission? I've known Veronica longer. Maybe I should just... Hey! What are you doing in my room? No, don't hit me with that old boot!
Ah! Take that, cabin boy! You're coming with us!
Hours later, as young Randy awakes, he finds he has joined a motley caravan making its way across the trackless wilderness of Blarney Town.
Ah! What am I doing on a horse?
Hey, Gilda, the prisoner is awake.
Do you know me? Of course you don't, because I mean nothing to you, don't I?
Well, you did mean nothing, up until you knocked me out. But now, well, you mean quite a lot. So, who are you?
You may call me Gilda the Glitzy. That's right, I am the younger sister of the pirate legends Duncan the Fierce and Reynold the Headstrong. And I've captured you and to have my revenge to the death of my brothers.
Revenge? Against me?
Well, actually, I wanted revenge against Captain Strong. But when I discovered that he, the fate, has cheated me from my prize, I decided you will do instead. You will pay for the death of my noble kin, won't you, fellows?
Your cohorts don't seem very enthusiastic.
Well, they're new. They're still learning. All right, everyone, let us stop the water the horses. Toffee, Cedric, keep an eye on the prisoner.
Okay. We'll do that. you ever ride a horse before?
Once. It bit me.
Well, don't worry about Freckles here. She's harmless.
Then I'd say, you seem a little awkward at this whole kidnapping thing.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, honestly, it's not normal, is it? I mean, who walks around kidnapping people? Not me, or Tuffy. I mean, I was a barber before Gilda met me, if it wasn't for the money.
Soon, my soon-to-be victim, we will arrive at my ancestral home, where my brothers and I grew up. That is where you will meet your doom.
This is ridiculous! Your brother's own foolishness has led to their doom. I mean... Reynold the Headstrong tried to skip over the backs of some wild alligators.
That does sound pretty foolish, Gilda. Hey, maybe that's why they called him Reynold the Headstrong.
It doesn't matter. I am honor-bound to avenge them. You, servant boy, bring my horse some water.
Don't worry, your glitziness. I'm getting all the horses.
Ah, very thoughtful of you. It's great to see a young person like yourself really give their all to their job.
Thank you. I was well-trained in the Jathriel Intelligence Division.
What? Veronica?
You saw through my disguise?
Well, I wasn't sure if you were the boy or one of the horses, but I figured you'd be nearby.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop that boy!
Not so fast, kid!
Veronica!
Now, don't make me hurt you, little boy.
You are in for a rude shock, buddy. Hi-ya!
Yahoo! Come on, Veronica! Hop on board! I don't know how to steer this thing!
Stop them! All you fools! Quickly mount up! Get after them!
I'm trying, Gilda! But the horses, they're all falling asleep?
Meanwhile, a short distance away...
Faster, Veronica! Faster!
Don't worry, Randy! We don't have to worry about those guys following us! I just drugged all the horses! Woohoo! Ride, Freckles!
And back at the caravan.
Sorry, Gilda. They're going to be out for hours.
No, no, it cannot be. Ah!
Hey, don't be upset. I mean, we tried. We did our best, and we can all be satisfied with that, can't we?
Satisfied? Satisfied? Should I be satisfied when the mother of my brothers still roams free? When the spirits of my slaughtered siblings cry out for vengeance? When the blood of my brothers scream for retribution? Should I be satisfied with that?
Okay, maybe not.
Sometime later, Veronica and Randy and their trusty steed re-entered town.
Well, that's been a very pleasant little saunter, Randy.
Yes, it was nice to talk about things. But if there's one thing I learned from Captain Strong before his life slipped away before my eyes, it's that you sometimes have to put aside personal considerations for the sake of the mission. That brings me back to the original question. Was there a spy in our crew? And if so, then who? We know that Goober had agents planted deeply in the sea service, so it might be someone we wouldn't normally suspect.
The Oracle also said that rumor had it that he had someone planted in a key position who was able to monitor the captain closely. And it would have to be someone that joined your crew after me. I would have known about them otherwise.
So someone who joined recently, but was in a key role who seemed harmless and trustworthy and was positioned close to the captain. Who could it be?
Randy, Veronica, I found you.
Prancer! What the who? What are you doing here?
I was looking for Veronica, actually. Donner wanted you to know. They sent a squad to Castle Jathriel to look for King Goober. But they've gone missing. We're worried something's happened to them.
Bad news. But why tell me?
Because the leader of that squad was none other than Blitzen, your fiancé.
Blitzen! No!
Sorry, Veronica. Donner says he was pretty torn up after you left, so I guess he needed something to focus on. He was quick to volunteer.
Oh, that headstrong fool! How could he put himself in danger like that? Doesn't he know what a madman King Goober is? Oh, Randy, what should we do? If anything's happened to him...
It's okay, Veronica. It sounds like our course is set. Come on, Prancer. Take us to your ship. We're going to... To Jathriel!
And later, back at the Blarney Pits.
Hey, bartender, give me some ale.
Marlin, there's a customer here. Get out there and make him some service.
Here you go, sir. Right away.
Oh, about time. Huh. You don't look like the sort of guy you'd usually see in a rough neighborhood like this. What's your name? Marlin, is it?
Well, that's what they call me anyway. The truth is...
Yeah?
I don't know.
What new dangers and intrigues await our heroes? Find out in the next unquantifiable episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
Special appearance by Michael McDonough.
I'll be there to give you all the love you need. And I'll be there in case you ever start to bleed.
Yeah!